Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt. Today's guest is Matt Watson of Watson Creative. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, glad to be here.
Really glad you're here. I want to talk about how you seem to live at the intersection of design and entrepreneurship. So let's talk about your true passion. Is it art or the business, or is it being able to do both?
Well, it's kind of doing both. I spent a good portion of my career working for an agency, then 11 years at Nike, client side. And my passion is honestly working with businesses, being able to work with the business owners, influence their business, help shape their proposition. Working client side for so long, it's a great honor. There's a lot of fun, but it does get stale. Mm-hmm. And the vigor of working with different businesses, you have no idea who's walking in the door. Mm-hmm. Every single day we get called up, and there's always fun things that come our way. And we're at the point where we really get to pick and choose the clients that we take on.
Right. And so is that really what brought you back then to the agency side? Is that variety and the freshness?
Yeah, the very first day that I was hired on to Nike, I was already talking to my friends. I'm like, so how are we going to start our agency? And then a couple years into working there, I got into grad school, graduated right around 2008 with an MBA, which is starting down that path of going down business. And obviously 2008 was not a good time to take the leap. So I didn't leave Nike until 2012.
Okay.
And so we had started it. We had had some clients and some success, but it was very intermittent. So I had to learn. The first couple of years were pretty rough.
Yeah. But you learned quickly, it sounds
like. Yes, you learn quickly.
So talk to me about what makes a great client.
There's definitely a scorecard that we've been developing that helps us understand if we want the client, have they worked with an agency before, do they actually have a budget, all of that basic criteria. Is there a match, like a personal match? Do we,
connect with that?
Connect with them.
Sure.
But above that is diversity.
Okay.
So diversity within projects. And the thing that makes our studio unique, especially for our staff, what keeps us interested is the diversity of work. So one day an employee could be working on a project for Halo or Budweiser or Nike. The next day, they're working on a small law firm, they're working on a medical company, they're working on someone's idea. You roll up their garage door and they have a $13 million company sitting there waiting to go to market.
Right.
So it's all of those things. And that is what excites me, and that's what I think has really shaped our studio and made our employees excited to come to work. Is one day they're working on an athlete campaign or a professional sports team. The next day they're obsessing typography on beautiful typeset paper.
Right.
Right.
So the variety.
The variety.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, what makes a great creative, in your opinion?
As far as a great creative, it comes in all different packages. We have people that got their bachelor's of arts in liberal arts and anthropology, and then they went on to community college and got a two-year degree in design. Then we have people that went off to, four-year art schools. It's everything in between.
And all the brains sort of coming together.
All the those brains. Different, and what's interesting is they learn more from each other, the competitive nature of the studio, than is, my direction coming down and hammering down and saying, do this, do that. They're really kind of launching off on their own and really wrapping their hands around these projects.
I understand you have operations in Seattle and also San Francisco.
Yes.
But Portland seems to be kind of at the center for you. So is
it
that is. The case?
Yes, yeah. It is. I think that this is an epicenter of creativity. 1 in 10 jobs here is media related. The juxtaposition of companies that people get to work with. And one of the things that makes us eclectic in Seattle and San Francisco is the creative fuel that comes out of the companies here. So the Nikes, the Adidas, Wieden and Kennedy, all of these companies that we get to work with, even Intel and stuff, is vastly different than Silicon Valley. It's vastly different than what's up in Seattle. So there's an irreverence there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what helps with that. And then, of course, the city itself is just Portland.
Right. So if you could just talk a bit about the strategy, the overall strategy at Watson.
So we are not an ad agency. We're not a social firm. Mm-hmm. We're not out there doing the day-to-day grind for companies. We're in there being top-level strategists looking over a business. And at that point of corporate mergers or a reset or a new business idea is usually where we're brought to the table. And we're helping shape and define the business plan okay. as much as we are the visual and verbal communications of a company. Mm-hmm. And that is realized in brand guidelines. It's realized in every customer touch point. But again, the day-to-day grind is not usually done by us.
Right. So are you seeing, again, about Portland, but any trends that are exclusive to Portland?
I think product and footwear is definitely what Portland's going to continue to be known for. And out of that, I think technology is starting to spur, obviously, Intel. But mm-hmm. There's other small companies, and technology would be kind of like the second story as I would see it. But
yeah.
I obviously lean more towards the footwear side.
Let's talk a bit about if you are a business and you're looking for an agency, what are some of the important things to remember or consider?
Well, first and foremost, not every agency does everything.
Sure.
And if they preach that they do, I'd probably run.
Okay.
I think, agencies, if you really look at them and examine them, there are several different types of buckets. There are those that are out there creating awareness of brands, so they're in the front lines, they're doing the media buys, they're being very reactionary to or proactive to the day-to-day communications.
Sure.
For us, we are somebody that is more of a long-range plan, mm-hmm. and that there's appropriate times to come to us. We have an entire network of other agencies that we end up, collaborating with for specific things, and we know our place on where we fit. But as far as what someone should look for is to really understand what they need at this time. Do they understand their brand? Do they understand who they are? Do they feel like they have a good grip on that? If they do, then move on to an agency that is going to help create awareness of that brand.
Right.
If they need to go back to the fundamentals, then contact someone like us.
Right. Like in trying to figure out who they are. There are different types of agencies. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Good point. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time and your insights. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time and the opportunity to be here.
Thanks. And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. Thanks for watching.